If you have DMR, be sure and check that out as well, and check in. It's what we're here for, is Aries. I will give one more announcement on, also on Monday nights, is the 6-meter net, 50.200. If you have 6-meter, check in on that. It's 8 p.m. If you need more details, W5NOR.org has all of these nets. Any other missed late or additional check-ins, or anybody else I missed with comments? I was about to comment that I was hearing crickets, but instead I heard Morse code. At this time, I'd like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of this repeater. SCARS meets on the second Saturday of every month, normally at Norman Fire Station No. 7. 9:30 a.m. is when the actual meeting starts. There will be classroom sessions or study hall afterwards and fellowship before. More information on SCARS and the club's activities may be found online, www.w5nor.org, or by contacting one of the many SCARS members that regularly monitor this frequency. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation in tonight's AriesNet. I think I had 37 is by my count. That may or may not be correct. Remember, during emergencies, please monitor this frequency, this repeater, for emergency traffic and possible Aries activation. Our net is now concluded, and the SCARS 147060 repeater returned to normal amateur use. This is WX5MOR 73. Good evening. And hang around, because the gossip net will be coming up shortly. WX5MOR.
Hey, good day. Courtesy check-in for the gossip net. This is KG5QZ. I'll try to catch you guys at the end if I can.
Roger, roger, KG5QEZ, DJ, yes, I will put you down for a courtesy check, and we'll call you at the end and see if you're there. KG5 in exit.
You're very kindly, ma'am.
QST, QST, QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. Hello, everyone. This is Lucky, KG5MXA, your alternate substitute guest host to our Gossip Net. And yes, you're not hearing things. I also hosted last week, so you get lucky twice in a row. Ha, ha, ha. I'm sitting in for Victor, who is currently sunning his toes in Hawaii. The Gossip Net is a friendly net that takes us out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Welcome, everyone. I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater and invite you to support SCARS by joining the club. In the event of emergency traffic, please call Break Break or Break Emergency. We will assist you at that time. We are currently doing two rounds. The first is roll call only, then the second round is where you can take your time and talk about anything you like. Just don't time out the repeater, because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. But it's really kind of honor and an honor, and Victor needs to get rid of them, so go right ahead. For those of you who would like to check in but do not want to talk about your day, you are most welcome to do so. We will start with a roll call of our regulars, then check to see if anyone else would like to check in. So don't be shy. So, first on the list, as always, Phil, KD5UGO.
Good evening, Lucky. KD5UGO here.
All right, thank you, Phil, and I couldn't tell if that was somebody else trying to double or not, but we'll try again at the end. Rodney, KF5UZA.
KF5UZA, I may be a one and done, my grandkids are here.
All right, thank you, Rodney. We will try you again on the second round just to see. Jeff, KD5CKK.
Tim and Ruggie, KG5MXA, and then at KD5CKK.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Bill, WG5T.
Good evening, Lucky. Thank you for stepping in. WG5T.
For checking in. Next is Harold, W5IFN. Denny, WA6DKD.
Yeah, good evening, Lucky. WA6DKD.
right. Let's see here. Thank you, Denny. And we got a courtesy check for Victor, who is off collecting seashells in Hawaii. Next station is this one, KG5MXA, and I'm here and not in Hawaii. Chris, KC5PIQ. Oh, my goodness, no Chris. How about Bobby, NE5Y? No Bobby either. How about Don, W5DDP? Al, AE5L?
In control, this is AE5L.
All right, good deal, Al. Thanks for checking in. Steve, KE5BYZ. Chad, KD5ZYD.
Good evening, Lucky in the Net. This is KD5ZYD, Chad.
Thank you for checking in, Chad. All right, we just gave DJ a courtesy check, so Al, KJ4FUH.
Now, control, this is KJ4FUH, Al here.
Very good, Al. Peter, AG5DB. Nothing heard. How about Elliot, KF5VMJ? John, WB5Q. Ken, K8WGE.
Ken, K8WGE here. Good evening, all.
Very good, Ken. Good to hear from you. Jorge, KI5ANA. Galen, WX5MOR. Justin, KB5LHM. Ed, AE5EH.
Let me break the silence. This is AE5EH, Ed.
Well, thank you, Ed. I appreciate that. It's looking to be a pretty sparse night. Appreciate you checking in. Bryce, KE5GRO. How about Tim, KF5HWB? Larry, W5LHG. Mike, KG5SSU. It's going to be a pretty short net. How about John, KJ5AA? Brent, N0ZBH. Randy, W6KPR. John, N2MOT. He needs to come along and break the dry spell here. How about Jim, KG5BIM? Claire, KM4UPN. Quincy, KK5QS.
Yeah, good evening, Lucky, KK5QS. Quincy here. I'm going to be one and done, but put me on the list there.
All right. Thank you, Quincy. Got you down there. One and done. Thanks for checking in. John, WX5MOT.
KX5MOT is here, and I'll just be one and done as well, please.
Right, I have you as WX5MOT. Has that changed?
No, it's been KX5.
All right, well, I will correct that here. KX5MOT, thank you for checking in. Dave, N5ZZM. Gary, KG5LQX. Mark, KG5ZRA. And Mike, KC5GRZ. All right, at this time, I will call for any new missed or visitor check-ins. Please call Net Control now, KG5MXA.
WX5MR.
Jay Ray Moore. Check-in only.
All right, Galen, I got you, WX5MOR, and I couldn't quite hear the other one. Come back in, please.
KG5BIJ, Greg, check in only.
All right, I got Kilo Golf 5, Bravo India Juliet Greg for a check-in only. Is that correct? All right, well, we're going to move on then. Back up to the top of the list with Phil, KD5UGO. Tell us what's going on.
Good evening, Lucky and everyone on the net. Well, I'm sitting here on the internet going through logging on to ARRL, trying to dig out my membership certificate and on the FCC database to dig out my FCC certificate. Been a long time since I've had to dig any of those things out. We need that for the Wufong activity that's happening at Ham Holiday on Friday night. So if anybody's planning on going to that, get in there and dig out those certificates so you can prove that you're really a ARRL member. Not a whole lot else going on. Sonic and I had Chinese food, of all things, for supper tonight. So I had a little bit of chicken, but a whole bunch of everything else. That's about it for now. I'll turn it back to the net. Thanks for doing the net. 73 everyone, KD5UGO.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I like to have some Chinese food every now and then, too, but I also had chicken for dinner. I had a chicken sandwich from the service station, and it was really good. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. Glad you and Sonic are doing good. How about Rodney, KF5UZA? What's going on with you? All right, I think he said he had some grandkids stuff going on, so he might be a one and done. So we'll move on to Jeff, KD5CKK.
Yeah, good evening there, Luggy, and everybody else on the net. The other day, went and followed up on a job application job coach had filled out for me for janitorial position at OU, and we've found out that the place is just kind of at least an address that's listed on their website. It's just kind of a clearinghouse type thing. So we'll see if anything really comes out of that or not. I'm thinking not, but you never know. But then me and Mom did weekly lunch deal. We went to the Land Run Grill and Bar, wine bar actually. Food was good. Service wasn't so good, unfortunately, but and we probably won't go back. Well, unless we hit a weak moment or something. Anyway, and I gotta go to the dentist tomorrow. talking about chicken sandwiches, or chicken in general, I thought I was going to get a Subway sandwich for lunch yesterday out at the mall, and ended up, there's not a Subway out there anymore. In fact, there's nothing in right now in the food court except for Chick-fil-A. So I had to have Chick-fil-A instead. And I just wasn't in the mood to go to El Chico. KG5MXA in the net, KG5CKK.
Oh my goodness, Jeff, do I know what you're talking about or what? Yeah, the old the mall food court is not nearly what it used to be, either at that mall or several others. There used to be a lot more choices over here at Sooner Fashion, and yeah, they used to have the old Sbarro Pizza, and they used to have a baked potato place, and gosh, two or three other things. But, yeah, moles in general just aren't what they used to be either. But, yeah, and I've tried the land run place, too, and it was okay when we went, but it's, like, way on the other side of town from me, so I just kind of never get over on that side of town. But good luck at the dentist, too. So thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. Bill, you're next. WG5T. All right. Well, Bill, if that was you, your audio's really low and really scratchy, and I couldn't make much of that out. So we're going to move on to Denny, WA6DKD.
Oh, thank you, Lucky. That was a prior repeater that came in, I think. Anyhow, it's been a good week, I guess. It takes me about a week to be able to get back starting mowing grass, and that week delay got it up to about 8 inches out in the front. So it looks like you could bale it out there if you run it, rake it up and bale a couple of bales of hay out of it. I guess you could. Hey, I've been mowing grass almost every day. Not a whole bunch, but a little bit. And the tree pruning has ceased for a while. Got a heel up, plus we got about 10 piles of brush out there to drag off and burn here probably next week. So not a whole lot there. Zero Band-Aids again, so that's always a good deal. We're just kind of healing up all the other ones while we're sitting there mowing the grass. That's kind of pleasurable, really. A little warm. Sailing around out there cutting down grass. So that's about it. Staying out of trouble. I did get my radio that I had sent off to be fixed again. Got fixed and returned, and it's in its radiant glory. The trouble that it was having was quite unique, a pinched wire from when they fixed it the first time. But anyhow, it's all fixed and well and programmed, and in fact, I'm talking on it now. So anyhow, very good, and back to the net. W5MXA, WA6TKD.
All right, Denny. Glad you got your radio fixed. It's sounding good. And, yeah, we got our lawn mowed not too long ago, but, you know, I had some really nice, pretty flowers that are about to bloom, and I was looking forward to it. And we had to go out of town over the weekend, and that's when they bloomed and they died back, and so we completely missed it. Oh, my gosh. Since we had a little break-in from a different repeater there, I'm going to go back and try Bill again, WG5T. Did you want to come in and comment for your second round? Sorry we missed you there. All right. Well, I was going to give him a second chance there, but... let me see. Well, I guess the next station's this one, KG5MXA. And, yeah, we had to make a trip down to San Antonio over the weekend. And, boy, howdy, that is a long drive. We even left Thursday after work and drove to Dallas and spent the night and then went the rest of the way the next day. We did wound up having to do the whole thing in one day on Sunday. And, I don't know, many years ago I could do that and it didn't bother me, but... that is rough on a person now. We're going to have to either find a different way or take the train or something or other. But, yeah, I got down there, saw the mother-in-law, came back. She is doing about as well as can be expected, so we'll just call that okay and move on. That's really about all for me. So, gosh, let me see here. Who's next? How about Al, AE5L? What's going on with you?
Evening, Lucky, and everybody on the net. We made a trip down to San Antonio around Memorial Day, as soon as our grandson got out of school. And we went down and stayed 5 days in Austin. And I like Austin much more than San Antonio, but we did drive down one day to take the grandson to SeaWorld. SeaNote World is what I call it. But, boy, it's hot down there. And we were surprised to learn that San Antonio is now the second largest city in Texas. outstripped Houston, we understand, and we were surprised to learn that, because the last time we were down there, it was much, much smaller. But, yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to make that trip all in one day. We drove down from Austin and saw the fishes and drove back. But, you know, Lucky, I don't know if you've noticed, but they've changed the name of Sooner Fashion Mall. It's just Sooner Mall now. And I guess that's because malls are no longer in fashion. And I don't understand that. I think that mall shopping was a very efficient way to do it. Everything all under one roof, versus if you go to the University Town Center up there on North 24th Street, if you have several stops to make, you have to get in the car and drive to the next stop, and get in the car and drive to the next stop, so I don't understand it, but there's a lot of things going on in the United States lately that I don't understand, so maybe it's because I'm getting old. Anyway, Lucky, that's all I know. Back to you, AE5L.
Well, I tell you what, Al, I can roger you all that on 100%. Just, you know, when I was growing up, it was called Sooner Fashion Mall, and I just kind of never got out of the habit of calling it that. Kind of like I still call it the Myriad and not the Cox Business Services Convention Center or whatever. It's the Myriad. I mean, come on, that's what I always called it. But, yeah, I agree with you there. The new shopping centers that you have to get out and walk and park to each one in the heat and the rain and whatever else is going on, I like the mall much better. You only have to go in and out once, and it's nice and air-conditioned. And, yeah, I guess those went out of fashion because it just kind of became too expensive to heat and cool and upkeep the place. So, yeah, changing times, thing of the past, possibly. There's still some pretty decent malls in Dallas, but, well, got to go to Dallas. That's a different story. Let's see. But thanks for checking in. It's good to hear from you. Chad, KD5ZYD, you're still with us.
Yes, I am. KD5ZYD. Been pretty fun and exciting times. I've actually had a really cool week happening so far. I got a lot of new equipment in that I have ordered, some new bench multimeters, some pretty nice ones, Tektronix DMM4050s, if anyone is in the know. But anyway, it's they're really nice. They got data logging capabilities, do all sorts of fun stuff, and have really high precision and can get way down there to these goofy values that these kids are working with. So I think all in all, that new soldering stations, new lighting, yeah, been a pretty eventful week so far. So just spending some of that money that I got from these projects that I brought in from out of department. And other than that, just trying to stay cool. Our air conditioner here in this house is not quite keeping up, or the windows are letting too much in. Something's happening. But it just gets, yeah, crazy toasty. So other than that, everything's going good, and I hope all is well for everyone else. So you guys have a good rest of the week, and try and stay cool. It's a sultry one. 73s, everyone. KD5ZYD.
Yeah, goodness, Chad, I know what you're talking about. My husband was over at the mother-in-law's today. They had to chop back a bunch of limbs in the backyard. I should have mentioned that to Denny, too. Maybe he should come over and chop some limbs for us. But, yeah, they got kind of overgrown and were pushing the fence over. And, yeah, he had to be super careful. I said, you know, there's this heat advisory today, and the humidity's just going to kill you. But, you know, they got a lot of work done, so we're trying to get that house on the market right away if we can. But, yeah, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. And let's see, who's next? That's Al, KJ4FUH from KG5MXA.
Good evening, Lucky in the Net, 73's to all. Well, I guess my news is that my cadet passed all of his tests to get into the Moore Norman Technical Center, and he turned in his last paper for his high school diploma. diploma, which I has not been graded yet, so I hope it passes. It wasn't real good, but maybe it's good enough with his other grades. And now he's working on a military entrance exam. So I'm still working with him for a few hours each morning. With that, I'll turn back to Ned, KJ4FEH.
Well, that sounds great, and sounds like he's making a lot of great progress, passing tests and going into the military. So that is to be congratulated, and good luck, best of luck. Sounds like you're making great progress. So good to hear from you, and looks like next is going to be Ken, K8WGE, if you are still around.
Yes, this is K8WGE, Ken. Good evening, all. Yeah, I'm still around. I was listening to about things that have changed names and people don't get used to. I moved out of town for a while. I've been back about 3 years, and I found out that the Red Hawks are the Dodgers now. I said, what the heck do they do that for? Anyway, I have another question. I was kind of listening in to the ArriesNet, and Rodney was on there, and he's talking about the Wufong, and he wouldn't say what it is. Anybody out there could tell me what the Wufong is?